I used to speak Spanish fluently. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten it all now.
Yeah.
But I can pick up a book with Spanish in it and I can pronounce it. And I know some French where I have just picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed in the last few weeks that I've been dreaming in Latin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been dreaming in Latin. And I think this goes back to the early childhood when I was in the Catholic school and everything in the Catholic church and the mass and everything was in Latin.
Yeah.
And I probably heard so much Latin and so much absorbed into my subconscious that lately I've been dreaming in Latin.
Wow.
And I don't know what it means.
I guess it probably means it's coming out now.
Well, I've been going for the whole Agnus Dei, Quito Spectral Omnium Dei, and I don't know what in the world it means.
What does it mean?
Agnus Dei qui tollis peccata mundi miserere nobis. And, well, that's the Agnus Dei. I think it's the Hail Mary, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But, I mean, it hasn't been just that. It's been whole long things in Latin that I've been dreaming. And I don't know what it means, but I lie there and I dream along in Latin.
Yeah? Wow.
But getting
write some of it down. You know.
Well, I probably couldn't write it down because I just dream it, and then when I wake up, I forget it. But I remember that I've been dreaming in Latin, and it will be just long, long things. And this is something else about. I love music. But my favorite is Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. But if I were to play it and enjoy it, but then turn the stereo off, I could not hum the first bar.
Yeah.
I'm not tone deaf because I have a thorough enjoyment of music. But I can't hum it. I can't sing it. I just can't get a tune out at all.
What about Beethoven's Ninth, the fourth movement? Can you remember that?
It's da-da-da-dum. Dum, and then it ends with the Ode to Joy.
Yeah.
You see, I know what it is, but I can't. But you see how off tune I am? I'm just complete. I cannot carry a tune. As much as I love it, I've heard that Beethoven's Ninth. I played it for a solid week. I was writing a research paper. And I played Beethoven's Ninth over and over and over again. And I could actually look at it and hear Beethoven's Ninth in my head, but I cannot hum it. But one night, getting back to Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, I had gone to sleep, and I heard the entire thing in my head.
Wow.
So it's in my subconscious, but I can't sing it, and I can't even hum it. I can't even hum the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
And I think I have a psychological block. I really do.
Because
I had a psychiatrist one time tell me, he said, you know, it must be some kind of psychological block. I used to paint. When I was 16 years old, I had paintings in the adult in the Jacksonville Art Museum. And I did get a degree in art. But I can't paint now. I can't paint anymore. And something just happened. I think it was a psychological block against my father or something like that, because my father and I don't get along at all. We really don't get along at all. And I think it's maybe like somebody who's learned to sing opera because their father's a great opera singer, and they say, okay, Dad, I'm not going to sing opera for you anymore. And for some reason, and my father's into music too, and for some reason, I quit being able to carry a tune, and I can't paint anymore. But I can write. I can write up a storm. But my father doesn't write. So that's my area. But teaching school, substituting. I substituted in history and this Americanism versus communism, and like last year I really got into Russian history. I read all of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's. I've read everything that he's had published in the English language, and I'm just waiting for the next things to be translated so I can read. I read the Gulag archipelago, and from that I went to into some of the other things that he had written, that Ivan Denisovich or whatever it is. I'm not very good at Russian pronunciation. And Nicholas and Alexandria, and I do this, I get off on a kick of different areas that I like to study. And last year I had an operation on my foot where I couldn't walk. And so I really got into Russian history. And I read all this Russian history. And then I had an operation at another time where I got into English history, and I read about Henry VIII, and then I read six different novels, one about each one of his six wives, and then I just spread out from there and read all this English history. And I think it's just like this selective learning deal, that I start reading things that I am interested in. But the children